And if it didn't say that, it'd just say a male cow.
What about the, talking about horses, what would you call a male horse?
Called her a male. The male horse, he's a stallion.
Stallion.
Mm.
And female was a mare.
Male.
I see. What about, you said that people didn't raise sheep around here.
No, and now it's one old lady. She's a white lady. Used to live out there, right out across that bridge out there. Now, she used to have sheep around her. She was an old lady. In fact, she was the owner of that place out there. But I don't know what she done with those sheep. But we, and you know, nowhere around near where we was, didn't nobody have no sheep.
Have you ever heard what the male sheep would be called?
I sure didn't. I don't know about no sheep.
Ram or buck?
Or well, he would be usually called a ram or a buck. And the female would be what you call a, what, a ye.
I see. Was it, you know, like if a calf's out in the pasture and he just starts to make a racket,
mm-hmm.
you might say, well, listen to that calf.
Blading. Blading for his mama, then he wanted to eat.
So he's hungry when he's blading.
All right.
What about that noise that a horse makes? You'd say, just listen to him.
Some people you say that horse is whinnying up there. And I know they'd be whinnying.
Ever heard whicker or whinker?
Whicker.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to think of. Whicker.
Kinda sounds like it's laughing at you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, whicker is what I was trying to think of.
Mm-hmm. What did you, when you were feeding your hogs, what would you pour the feed into?
I had a trough made. A long trough made out of wood. And I would carry it and pour it, the food in this trough.
Mm-hmm.
And then these hogs would go there and get it.
Mm-hmm. Did you just have one of those or several?
Well, I had two. Because when I had more hogs, I always would have more than one trough. Because all of them wouldn't eat out of one trough without fighting or going. One gonna keep the other one back. And so I always usually would have two troughs. They always would have two troughs.
Where did you keep your hogs around the farm?
In a lot. Usually kept them in the lot where I kept mules. I always had a big lot right around the crib. And I would attach that wire. Or either if I had a rail fence, I would nail, you know, those rails would be nailed on to, you know, the barn.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have any kind of pen for the hogs, or is it just?
Yeah. Now, just like I was gonna kill hogs, and I want to put one up. Well, I had a separate pen for to put that one in, and then sometimes I would have to separate the male from the rest of them.
Yes, ma'am.
Keep him kind of separate.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Put him in a, you know, in a different pen.
Mm-hmm.